Hey everybody, how's it going? Back for another one this week. Now, I wanted to put out another one last week, but as you can probably hear, I'm a little bit under the weather. I didn't want to be too nasally on the recording, so I do apologize if that bothers you. But anyway, we'll get into it. I want to talk about rest periods today. Now, the majority of this is going to be around rest periods for muscle growth. For strength, really the idea is that you want to maintain performance as much as possible between sets and maximize force production, and therefore, generally speaking, longer rest periods are better. You don't want to rest so long that you feel unprepared for your next set, like you've completely cooled down and you're mentally not in it anymore. But at the same time, generally speaking, you'll find 3 to 5 minute plus sets are going to be much better for strength training. So just bear that in mind. Now, I might have talked about rest periods before for muscle growth. I don't actually remember, but I probably have some updated ideas on it. So I'll just dive in and get into it. I don't think this will be too long of a podcast, but hopefully it is illuminating. All right. So traditionally, short rest periods actually had a bit of support behind them because when you do shorter rest, you get greater elevations in metabolites. Metabolites kind of being the metabolic byproduct of contracting your muscles. And when you rest, those metabolites are metabolized, I suppose. They are cleaned up, they're washed away by the blood, and they're recycled by the body. And so if you rest quite short, then you actually allow those metabolites to accumulate between sets. And the idea there is that these metabolites can signal some of the pathways involved in muscle growth. And we also tend to find that some anabolic hormones are raised when we have a high level of metabolites, things like IGF-1. So one of the sort of hypotheses that was floating around for quite a long time, I suppose it's still out there, but it's been debunked to some extent, is that by raising metabolites and raising these growth factors like IGF-1 in a short time period acutely, then you're going to get more muscle growth. That's not really been found to be true so far in the literature. So, I mean, we'll get into it, I suppose. So there is data on rest periods. There is a systematic review that I'm mostly going to be referring to today by Gergic et al. Not a lot of vowels in that man's name, but that's okay. It's a systematic review. It only includes 6 studies, though, which is quite a small number of studies. But generally speaking, they found that rest periods of more than 1 minute are better than rest periods of less than 1 minute, especially in trained people. So the main idea is basically just to rest longer if possible. But we do have some nuance between this as well. So there's one study I want to sort of reference over here that looked at 4 different conditions. So first, what they did is they compared a 1 minute rest between sets with a 3 minute rest between sets. And what happened in this study, or maybe I'll tell you what they actually did. They did leg presses to failure with 80% of their 1RM twice a week for 10 weeks. They had one condition that rested 1 minute between all of their sets. They had another condition that rested 3 minutes between all of their sets. And they just compared the amount of muscle growth in the quads between the two groups after 10 weeks. They found that resting for 3 minutes resulted in greater muscle growth than resting for 1 minute. And therefore, you would say, okay, well, the 3 minute rest period is far superior. But they did another comparison in this study that was quite interesting. What they did was they also took another group that rested 1 minute between sets versus another group that rested 3 minutes between sets. But this time, they made sure that the 1 minute rest between sets guys did more sets so that they could match the amount of volume done by the 3 minute rest team. So basically, one of the disadvantages of resting for a short period of time is that your overall volume goes down. And so what the researchers wanted to know is, okay, is this small amount of muscle growth with short rest periods just because they can't do as much volume? Or is it something to do with actually resting short itself that is the problem, like some other reason? And interestingly, they actually found that when they matched the amount of volume between the two conditions, the differences in muscle growth disappeared. So in other words, if you only rest for 1 minute between sets, you can get the same growth as if you rested for a longer period. You just need to do some additional sets to make up for the smaller volume that you're going to do, right? You're going to do less weight or less reps in each set because you're tired. So the idea here is really that you could potentially just rest as long as you like between sets, as long as you're doing enough volume to drive the growth that you need. Now, generally speaking, I think that's okay, but I do prefer a slightly different approach. I actually prefer the longer rest periods if possible, you know, 2 to 3 minutes between sets. And the reasons are several, I suppose. The first one is that I think having a greater performance on each set is actually a great advantage. I just think it's better if you can do more weight or you can push more volume in each set because your performance is going to improve faster that way. The second reason is that I think it's a bit easier to track progressive overload that way because you're sort of like completely fresh for each set, so you can track it a bit more accurately versus being fatigued. You kind of don't know, okay, is my performance improving here or not? Now, the third reason is also that it's a bit easier to track your RPE or your RIR. So we do have data with other research showing that on higher rep sets, it's much harder for people to gauge their proximity to failure than on lower rep sets. And part of the reason why is because when you do a high rep set to failure, of course, at some point it gets really uncomfortable. It starts to burn. You want to quit. And so you're more likely to quit before you've hit failure just because it's uncomfortable compared to a lower rep set where you can actually gauge when you're close to quote unquote true failure or a technique breakdown. So I think that carries across to the rest periods too. If you have really short rest periods and you're getting fatigued and you're keeping that metabolite accumulation high, then it's just going to feel less comfortable and you're less likely to train close to failure and you're less likely to be able to rate your RIR or your RPE. Now, interestingly, there's also another study that looked at muscle protein synthesis. So in this study, they did 4 sets of leg press at 75% 1RM. They did 4 sets of leg extension at 75% 1RM. And they had one group rest for 1 minute, one group rest for 5 minutes, so quite a long rest period. Now, the 1 minute rest group managed 15% fewer reps than the 5 minute rest group. So that's kind of to be expected. You rest shorter, you're not going to be able to do as many reps. The 1 minute rest group did see an increase in muscle protein synthesis in the 4 hours following the workout. So it had a 68% increase in muscle protein synthesis. However, the 5 minute rest group saw 139% increase in muscle protein synthesis. So it basically got double the amount of muscle protein synthesis in the 4 hours following the workout. Now, this is an acute study. It's 4 hours. It doesn't measure how much muscle they gain over a longer period of time. Again, it's not matching it is matching the number of sets here, but it's not matching the amount of volume load. So sets times reps times load. Obviously, if that, you know, based on the study I mentioned previously, if that 1 minute rest group had basically just done an extra couple of sets, maybe they would have gotten the same amount of muscle protein synthesis increase. But there is a little bit of a hint here that maybe it's not ideal to do those shorter rest periods. There's some other theories floating around as well that relate to CNS fatigue. So CNS fatigue is basically a reduction in the size of the signal sent from the brain out to the muscles. Generally speaking, we want a really big signal from the brain to the muscles because that means we get more muscle fibers recruited and we can recruit the biggest, strongest muscle fibers to do the work. Those are the ones that are most likely to grow. They're the most responsive to growth. So basically, when central nervous system fatigue is high, it reduces the number of motor units that are recruited, and it reduces the biggest, strongest recruitment, and therefore we theoretically get less growth. Okay. Now, interestingly, shorter rest periods probably produce more CNS fatigue because it gives less time for that fatigue to fade in between a set. Each time you do a set in a workout, you induce some central nervous system fatigue. That signal from your brain gets a little bit smaller, which is coincidentally also why it's quite important if you want to improve a body part or a lift, you should put it first in the workout. But essentially, you get this, you do a set, you get a little bit of central nervous system fatigue, and then you rest. And some of that CNS fatigue actually fades. But if you have a really short rest period, it gives less time for that fatigue to go away. And so over the workout, it accumulates more and more and more. So therefore, theoretically, you would actually get more CNS fatigue accumulation during a workout with shorter rest periods, meaning that you're unable to recruit your muscle fibers to their fullest extent. We also know that metabolites in uncomfortable sensations lead to more CNS fatigue. So this could be from, you know, very high rep work, like I mentioned before, or it could be from very short rest periods. And so again, you're getting the same problem. Okay. So the idea here is that you could probably use whatever rest period you feel comfortable with as long as you're doing enough volume to grow. But for me personally, I would prefer to have a slightly longer rest period so that I can get better performance from set to set. I need to do fewer sets. I can judge my RPE a bit better. I can judge my progressions a little bit better. That's my personal preference. Now, with all that said, there are some times where longer periods, rest periods are more appropriate than others. I certainly don't think you need to rest super long in between biceps work and stuff like that. But generally speaking, you know, a lot of people will say, okay, so, you know, for something like a squat that uses a lot of muscle mass, maybe you want to rest 5 minutes. And then for like a bicep curl, you should only rest 1 minute because it's a small muscle group. I actually think that's probably not accurate. Even for smaller, quote unquote, muscle groups, I think there's still value in resting a little bit longer, maybe 2 to 3 minutes if possible, for all the reasons I've outlined previously. But, you know, there are ways that you can sort of mitigate the increased time it takes to get through a workout. And I spoke about that in the previous episode. So even if you're training arms, it's pretty easy to just do like antagonist supersets with them or drop sets or something like that. The other thing is that you don't always need to use long rest periods. Like if our main goal is muscle growth, then I've already highlighted how multiple rep ranges, as long as they're done to failure, and multiple rest periods can lead to the same amount of muscle growth. So if our main goal is muscle growth, we could probably think about then what our secondary goal is. Okay, is your secondary goal more strength and power oriented, or maybe it's a little bit more conditioning oriented? If it's more strength oriented for a particular training phase or just in general, then maybe you would use, you know, generally lower reps, longer rest, fewer supersets, etc. in your programming. If your secondary goal was more conditioning oriented, like either to help support your muscle mass in the long term, so you get more tolerance to fatigue, or whether it's sort of more sport oriented or something like that, then you could use higher reps, you could use shorter rest periods, you could use more supersets, things that are more taxing on the aerobic system or, you know, metabolite heavy in general. So I don't think there's like a one application fits all. You definitely can, you know, use those shorter rest periods if your secondary goal is more conditioning oriented or if you just prefer it. And of course, there are other situations where short rest periods are really helpful. If you're trying to do things like drop sets or rest pause sets, or if you're trying to do post-exhaustion style supersets where you're essentially just doing one extended set on a muscle group with several different exercises, then those short rest periods can be really helpful too. So there's definitely not a one-size-fits-all. But just to kind of give a broad overview here, a general summary. Shorter rest times, say under a minute, reduce the stimulus or the potency of each individual set. However, you can make up for this simply by doing more sets to match the amount of volume that you would get from resting for longer. So rest times for muscle growth are largely personal preference, but generally speaking, I think there's a case to be made for either one, depending on what your secondary goals are, whether it's more strength-oriented or more conditioning-oriented or maybe somewhere in between. So bear in mind that rest times influence growth primarily through performance. And so certainly if you have performance-oriented goals, then I think a longer rest period is better. So my general approach is to rest for 2 to 3 minutes between most exercises. And if I need some time efficiency, then I'll throw in things like supersets or even some rest pause sets or something just to bump up the volume a little bit. All right, that's rest periods for muscle growth. Hope that's helpful. As a reminder, if you're enjoying the podcast, I'd really appreciate it if you could do one of three things. Firstly, let me know. You can message me on Instagram or email me, for example. You could leave a rating or you could send it to a friend. Thanks for listening.